We will look at an emerging paradox. Stock market players like deregulation, but they also like the rule of law. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. First, a Senate committee started the process this morning of voting yay or nay on Betsy DeVos to lead the Department of Education. Now, if she's approved, the full Senate gets a chance. One industry that could benefit from the DeVos appointment is for-profit higher education. Some are expecting the Trump administration to roll back rules that force colleges to deal with graduates who don't earn enough to pay back their loans. These are called gainful employment rules. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
At her confirmation hearing, Betsy DeVos declined to say whether or not she would enforce the gainful employment rules, prompting this from Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Swindlers and crooks are out there doing backflips when they hear an answer like this.
More than 800 programs failed to meet the requirements in the first year. Pauline Abernathy with the Institute for College Access and Success says in most cases, graduates earned no more than high school grads, but owed thousands of dollars.
Taxpayers should not have to subsidize schools that consistently leave their students worse off than when they enrolled.
Credit Suisse analyst Trace Urdan says even if the rules go away, consumers and investors are wiser now.
So there's some reason to believe that market forces would help keep the schools from reverting back to bad practices, but it definitely would be something to worry about.
Urdan expects Congress to try to rein in costs and improve outcomes at all colleges. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Markets after the Dow and the S&P fell 0.6% yesterday. The Dow is down 90 points right now, 0.5%. The S&P 500 down 0.2%. The NASDAQ composite is down 0.3%. Here's a question about financial markets that may not be answerable, but some people are thinking about this these days. When you look at a share in a company, a stock, how much of that price is based on the tradition that here in America, the rule of law applies and that when rules change, there's a process, usually an extended process? Josh Brown is CEO of Ritholtz Wealth Management. He's among the financial market experts who've been drawn to that question in recent days. Mr. Brown, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
First, why have you been thinking about the stock market valuations in this way lately?
Well, I think we're in a transition at the White House, and things are happening very quickly. And I think the ability of social media to amplify some of the internal workings of government is probably freaking people out. And then there's probably some legitimate reason to freak out. Last night, for example, the sitting attorney general was fired, something we haven't seen since Nixon. You know, I think there is definitely concern that we're in an elevated valuation for U.S. stocks, and now there are people questioning whether or not we're going to have a constitutional crisis. And in that environment, you definitely get concerned. You know, there'll be worries that actually spread to the valuations for stocks.
So how do you go about thinking about what part of a stock's value or a whole market's value is this really bedrock assumption that, well, at least in America, we have the rule of law and due process?
So if you feel like the rule of law is being corrupted or disintegrating or worse, then it's hard to get your head around, well, do I really want to pay 25 times earnings or 20 times earnings for a business and I'm only receiving essentially a certificate? And that kind of thinking starts off subconscious, but ultimately that can be very damaging.
But there's some irony in this discussion. Yesterday afternoon, President Trump ordered federal agencies to dump two regulations for every one they keep. That is disruptive by design. Maybe there's uncertainty there. But less regulation is something that should prop up share prices if it means more profits for those companies.
Regulations are created by governments, usually after something goes horribly wrong. And then, you know, we forget why we have those regulations and we cut them. But in the end, when you look at how investors fare on the heels of a deregulation regime, like George W. Bush's, for example, ultimately, we take things too far, the party gets out of control, and you can look no further than the Clinton era. So essentially, we took all the regulations away from banks, let them trade as though they were casinos, and we know how that ended up.
All right. We'll be watching. Josh Brown is with Ritholtz Wealth Management. He's speaking from New York. Mr. Brown, thank you.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Go to marketplace.org for the extended version of that conversation. Three of the biggest makers of treatments for diabetes have been accused of price fixing. A new lawsuit claims that Sanofi, Novo Nordisk, and Eli Lilly have been conspiring to drive up prices of the insulin they sell at the expense of patients. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has more.
The complaint says the three drug companies have been simultaneously hiking the price of insulin by more than 150% over the last few years. The suit points a finger at pharmacy benefit managers. Those are the middlemen that decide how a drug will be covered, and they negotiate price rebates with drug makers. Waleed Jalad is an associate professor of medicine at the University of Pittsburgh.
They're competing on the price that the pharmacy benefit manager and the insurer pays. They're not competing on the price that the patient pays.
Because of the high prices, the lawsuit says some patients are starving themselves or using expired insulin. Eric Gordon is a professor at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan. He says the lawsuit puts drug companies in jeopardy.
Because if they have indeed agreed to raise prices, then it's an antitrust violation, and they can end up paying three times the damages.
The three drug companies say the allegations have no merit. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.
We also have news that home prices in 20 major U.S. cities went up in November year on year. Prices up 5.6%, a rise that's steeper than expected. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.